How you guys doing? That was rough. Rough way to start this, but I'm sticking to it. It is Mike Steele, and but you're wondering, hey, what is this? What's this doing in my Jim and Em feed? This isn't Jim and Em. It's Mike clearing his throat and coughing. Just you wait. We are trying to promote the Patreon again. Just kind of remind people it's there. If you haven't checked it out, that there's some really, really good stuff that you should check out. And so we're putting together a little sampler of some of the best stuff that's out there. So go ahead and listen to some of this. And if it tickles your fancy, check out the Patreon. I do not think you will be disappointed. So far, it seems like people are loving it and we're having fun doing it. So please check it out and give this a listen.
Welcome. Oh my goodness. Oh my God.
You're coming in hot, Jim.
Oh, wow.
You're coming in hot, just like all our listeners showing up. We're real hot, ready for some sweet podcasts.
We're going to try a thing. This might not even work. We don't even know how proven this could be. This could be a disaster. This could be the greatest thing.
This feels like the most experimental of our Patreon challenges.
We've done it before, and it was kind of, I remember it being successful in a way.
Yeah, I think you gave me Star Wars ones, and we did them on the show.
Yes, because what you're listening to right now is proper noun and pronoun.
Whoa, Jim. Okay, Jim, a proper noun. Jim.
Jim, yes. Yeah.
Okay,
pronoun.
I guess them?
Them, yeah.
Oh, so Jim and them. Oh,
yes.
We just did one. There we go. So there's the name. That's why it's called what it is.
We're going to do some Mad Libs here for you, people. We went to look up Mad Libs, and there's madlibs.com is an actual thing, except they charge like $5.
Yeah. And it's like, nope.
Yeah,
nope. Nope. We're making money off this. We ain't giving you money.
So we found some on Google Image Search.
A million of them, like probably everyone that's ever existed.
We don't know anything about these stories, but we're going to give it a go. We're going to see how this works. We'll just start with this one, just called Bears.
Oh, good. Great. You know what? A great place to start, Jim.
No use dancing around the bush. Or
beating around the face.
Exactly.
You know all those classic idioms.
I'm ready to fucking throw in some pronouns and nouns.
Yeah, me too.
Headphones. Why is this thing?
Oh, my there cans. We there we go.
All right. Well, let's just give it a go. Okay. Adjective.
We're not going to go out of our way to try and make these sexual, right? Because I feel like that.
I think
that
we
is
kind of will.
Well,
but
we have to do it smart. Because right. That's circled all the way around, where at first it's like, let's do dirty Mad Libs. Now it's like, oh, look at those fucking, let's do dirty Mad Libs.
But, okay, that being said.
they'll be dirty, but like, let's not like try and guide the ship too hard.
But that being said, cummy.
Yeah, cummy.
But I'm with you what you're saying. We can't be too obvious.
Cummy.
Now we need... God damn it with this thing.
Yeah, man. You'd think with all this Patreon money, we wouldn't be.
Yeah, we'll get that taken care of. Noun.
So what, like balls chin?
Yeah.
Like balls chin,
I guess. Yeah, balls chin for sure.
you know, like when people got like those balls chins.
Now we need plural noun. Let's see. We're going to go with dingleberries.
Ooh, dingleberries. Good. Good. That's the first time anyone's ever said that. Oh, dingleberry's good.
Now, adjective. Let's think. We will go with, for an adjective.
Mm-hmm.
Razor
burned.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah, razor burned. Another adjective. Boba Fett-like.
Nice.
verb ending in ing.
Double fisting.
Ooh, I like it. I like it. Looks like we need another verb ending in ing.
Remember, this one's titled Bears.
Yeah. Bears.
A second one with ing.
Coming.
Yeah, coming. Good one, Jim.
Adjective?
Adjective. Well, you already did coming, so let's do sticky. Maybe they'll have to do
nice.
It each other.
Sticky. And we need another adjective. Jesus. Bloody.
Yeah, good.
And a noun.
Are any racist terms nouns, like chink?
Yeah, that's a noun.
Okay.
Works for me.
Let's go there.
Food, plural.
Egg rolls.
Nice.
Since I'm on, talking about chink.
Chink? Yeah. That works. Part of the body, plural. Clits.
Yeah, clits.
Clits it is. I tried, people.
Yeah, I go, my purpose is like, guys, we're not going to go out of our way to be dirty. But, and then literally from there on, it's like, let's be as dirty as we can.
And an adjective?
Prone to cheat on your girlfriend.
Yes. Vehicle.
Vehicle.
Dirt bike.
Yeah, dirt bike. Dirt cum-covered dirt bike.
Food plural. We need two food plurals. That's the next two.
Okay, so probably like eggplant parmesans.
Yep. And spear ribs.
Okay, there we go. Eggplant.
Something alive, plural.
The spirit of Christmas.
Yes. The spirit of Christmases.
Yeah.
And then now another something alive, plural. I guess we'll go with
racism.
Yeah.
It's truly alive.
Now we got adverb.
I hate these because it's always just something Lee.
Lee, yeah.
Like, swimmingly.
Just put Bruce Lee.
I love it.
And then finally, a noun. Let's see. Yeah, Roach Coach.
Yeah, Roach Coach. All right, Jim, are you ready to read this story about bears?
Yeah, I guess I'll read the parts and then I'll pause for the blanks and you'll fill in the blanks. If you go to some
cummy
place like Yellowstone National.
Balls chin.
Is it wrong that I love it so much already?
It's so good. It's so good.
Let me start over. If you go to some
cummy
place like Yellowstone National,
balls chin,
you must know how to deal with the wild animals, such as bears and wolves and
dingleberries.
The most important of these is the bear. There are three kinds of bears: the grizzly bear, the
razor burned
bear, and the
Boba Fett-like
bear. Bears spend most of their time
double fisting
or
cumming.
They look very
sticky,
but if you make them
bloody,
they might bite your
chink.
So dumb. Bears will come up to your car and beg for
egg rolls.
They will stand on their hind legs and clap their
clits
together. I don't know if people are enjoying this as much as I am. Let me go back. Just they will stand on their hind legs and clap their
clits
together and pretend to be
prone to cheat on their girlfriends.
But do not get out of your
dirt bike
or offer the bears
eggplant parmesans
or
spare ribs.
The same advice applies to other creatures such as
the spirit of Christmas
and
racism.
Remember all these rules and you'll spend your vacation
Bruce Lee
not get eaten by
a roach coach.
Oh, wow, we did it.
That was good.
Oh, my God.
Now all of us know more about bears.
Yeah, we do.
Well, I kiss my wife and I kiss my dog and I kiss the tree and I kiss my son. But then my son died of tuberculosis. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see you there. I'm just over here singing a song. Oh, what's that? You want me to finish my story? Well, I know I can't finish it, but I can at least, tell you a little bit more.
So where was I? That's right. Jake and Tumbleweed Jack had just won the poker tournament, and they need to figure out a way to use all that money to maybe find some of their gold. I'm pretty sure that the next part went a little something like this. Yeah, what goes around comes around, or something. I don't know, this is kind of ridiculous. Well, I'm gonna spend all this money on candy and sandwiches. I hope you brought your own money, because this is my money.
Tumbleweed Jack, you're such a dumb asshole sometimes. Obviously, we need that money to give to an informant so we can get some information. We're trying to get our gold back. We don't need candy and whatever the second thing was you listed.
You know what? Damn it. Damn it, Jake. Ugh, you are so fucking selfish. This is
How
my money.
How selfish
this is
am
my...
I?
So selfish that when I won money in a card tournament, you said I should give it to you.
Hey, gentlemen, I couldn't help overhear that you're doing some stand-up comedy routines. I happen to have a stand-up comedy place myself, and I'd love for you to headline at my club.
Of course you would. Why wouldn't we headline at your club? We're the two funniest the hombres in this here city.
Now hold on here, Tumbleweed. I think we're gonna have to.
I'm signing the contract.
Please, I didn't get a chance to look it over. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and sign it as well.
All right, so we're headlining your club.
That's right. In 5 Sundays from now, you guys will be going up.
Oh. Well, I thought we were going to go off on like a tangent or something. Maybe waste some time we didn't have.
No. Well, if you want to host the open mic, surely you could do that now. I just have to chew on this cigar for a little while.
No. Open mic. Get out of here. Goodbye. Please leave.
Goodbye.
I don't know about you, Jake, but I think that open mics are below me.
I think they're baloney. Hello, gentlemen. I'm a different comedy booker, and I couldn't help but hear that you two do
Hold on, please. Me and my friend are talking. I think you should blow me.
You know what, boys? I think you might be too good for my club. How would you like to play the stadium?
Wait, I'm sorry. Who are you again? You're a second comedy agent? Damn, this city's big.
City's lousy with comedy agents. You know what?
It is teeming with comedy agents. Now I know what that old saying means when they go like, well, when an agent comes calling, here they go, the waterfall of agents.
Hello, gentlemen. I couldn't help but notice.
Thank All you, right. Jake. As always, we're always on the same page. I was reaching towards my gun, and you had already shot them.
We gotta find that gold, Mike. We'll have plenty of time to become comedy superstars in the Old West once we find our delicious gold.
Gold?
Gold.
What gold?
Our missing gold,
Mike. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No. Momentary lapse of judgment.
Part of me wonders if Blackjack Donovan really did have something to do with this missing gold. I'll tell you, he's leading us on one crazy adventure.
I don't know.
This is for sure.
All my memories of Blackjack were him being honest and regular.
Well, you remember that time in the cream factory.
This is damn near the best cream I've ever eaten.
I would have to agree with you, Tumbleweed. What do you think about that, Blackjack?
I also agree, but it's not as creamy as a newborn baby.
Blackjack, what do you mean? I want you to elaborate.
Well, I used to be a wet nurse, and that's all you need to know.
No, I want to hear more. I want to hear more.
I also would like to know about your time as a wet nurse, Blackjack.
Tell us about that memory.
No. Someone help us deliver this baby. Please.
Please help my wife. Someone help my wife.
I'm the woman? Oh, no. Why did you marry me?
I loved you. I loved you. I've always loved you.
Oh, I love you, too.
I can deliver it. I can deliver that baby. It's me.
Who are you?
Mr. Delivery.
That's my company's name. We're a baby delivering company. I'm Blackjack Donovan, the owner. Nice to meet you.
Blackjack Donovan, that's by far one of the worst stories I've ever heard. I refuse to let it continue.
I think it's better than that story you told Jake the other day about the eagle and the burrow. Hey, will you tell me a story, please, Jake? I can't sleep.
Fair enough. This one's actually more of a memory about an eagle and a burrow.
Hey, look at that burrow over there. He's getting carried away by an eagle. No one's going to believe this. No one in the world.
Hey, why don't you stop looking at stuff like that? Get back to farming, young Jeb. I tell you what, this reminds me of the time that I was down by the creek and I met your mother.
I sure wish I could meet a fella, but I'll never meet a fella.
Hey, what you doing down right down by
oh,
that creek?
Oh, God, who are you?
Hey, you get on over here. You want to meet me?
Let go of me, please. Ouch, that hurts.
No, this is who I am. This is what I want.
La, 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 la.
I miss, what voice? Where are we? Well,
Blackjack Donovan and Tumbleweed Jack, this has been a wonderful day here at the Creamery.
Jake Sprague, we've been friends, I guess, quote friends.
Yeah, I was hoping you were going to put quotes on that.
For quite a long time. I'm putting quotes, I don't know if you realize, because I feel like we're family at this point.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was hoping too. I was like, what, just friends?
You thought it was a bad thing. You spoke too soon. Now, not only have we been family for a long time, but we've also done a show for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing is, and this is a straight shoot, I really don't remember the last time I've heard our first episode of our show.
Honestly, it's been years. It's been years and years and years. I don't remember the last time I heard something that was a few hundred episodes back, honestly.
That's true.
I remember hearing bits and pieces, but it has been a long time because I think part of me doesn't want to know what I was doing. And I think another part of me is kind of like really okay with what I produce. So I'm like, no, that's what it was. It was what that time was for me.
Sure, sure. Because, I mean, we're going way back. We're going way back to the year 2007, back in the aughts.
Wow.
You know, it was still we were still just getting used to the aughts. I think the first iPhone had just come out or was about to just come out.
Jeez.
I mean, don't quote me on that. I'm just making shit up. But
yeah.
I'm almost positive that a Spider-Man 3 had just entered the theaters a mere week or two before we did our show.
So that was what? It was 7 years ago? How many years are we talking? 8 years
coming
ago?
Coming up on 8, yeah.
Coming
yeah.
up it's on 8
closer
years
to
ago.
Eight, closer to 8 than 7 right now as okay. of this recording.
So I had just turned 21.
Ooh.
Before we had started this. I thought I was 20 when we started the podcast, but it was 2007. I had just turned 21 when this started.
Yeah, okay, I guess for a little backstory then, I mean, how did this come about?
I know the podcast in general.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, I know you and I had talked about it at work at Best Buy when we met. I was really interested in some of the stuff you were doing because you made videos and stuff online, and I'd always made videos and shit growing up, and we talked about it. And then later down the road, you'd also talked to Brandon Chaney about it, who was another person that we worked with.
Yes.
And he was really funny. And I remember you guys were setting to do a show, and you were like, oh, yeah, Jake wanted to do a show too. Originally, it was going to be called Jim and Him, which was you and Brandon. Mm-hmm. And then you asked me to come do it, and we were like, all right, well, I guess we'll call it Jim and Them.
I think that's, like, literally, if I remember right, it's the one of the first things that's talked about on the episode.
I think it is. Yeah, I think so. And I believe, even though, I guess, even today, people would say that we're racist,
mm-hmm.
Which I don't agree with. I'd say definitely we're racial. But I know, especially in those early episodes, and I think this is any podcast, you start testing the waters with stuff to say. Maybe
yes.
words that you don't usually say, but you're just trying it out, seeing how it works.
Well, I remember something that to talk about that, because I know I remember the moments you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And I know one of the big things we kind of cared about was the idea of like, we didn't want to have it be phony.
Yeah.
Like, we wanted it to be real conversation. At the same time, we didn't want to do things where we were like, this show we're going to be talking about, you know, the N-word. What do we think about the N-word? We wanted to believe, maybe we shouldn't have thought this, but we wanted to believe people would be mature enough that yeah. we could say something like, hey, guys, you know, we're talking about the word nigger right now.
Yeah.
And yeah, that would be okay because people understood we weren't being racist. I think some people did not pick up on that subtlety.
And I mean, because that's another thing, too. You mentioned Brandon. Brandon, for people that don't know, it was me, Jake, and Brandon, who was a black man. And part of it is that as well. It wasn't like a conscious thing like, oh, there's a black guy here so we can say this stuff.
Right.
But it was also stuff that Brandon also wanted to talk about a bit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it did play into that a little bit. And yeah, I don't think like you said, like I think Brandon and I were talking about doing a show, and it was never thought of like, oh, we're going to do this show forever.
Yeah.
But and then we filmed a sketch? We filmed one sketch before we did the show.
Like, that's right.
A few months before.
Mm-hmm.
And we were hanging out a bit more. And then you had already not, because we'd met at Best Buy, working at Best Buy. But at this point, you are not employed at Best Buy?
Man, I can't remember if it was right then or not.
Well, because it was a holiday season thing for you, so maybe this was the summer following that.
Yeah,
imagine.
I think so. Yeah, right. I think so.
So, I mean, just to kind of set the stage a bit, and then, we just did the show, and then it was like, oh, and as far as the podcasting landscape at the time, it was, you know, Ricky Gervais, basically.
Yeah, there weren't a ton of podcasts out there. I don't think WTF had started.
No, I don't think so.
Like, none of the big ones that people know of now were around, I don't believe. I don't know if This American Life was around in a podcast form yet. I'm not sure.
Well, because, I mean, I know nowadays people do point to Carolla and Marin, and I guess they did push it further, but it really was Ricky. I'm surprised that the lack of talk of Ricky Gervais nowadays
mm-hmm.
when it comes to podcasts, because his was the biggest, like, especially at the time when we started doing a show.
You also paid for it. He like, not only had a podcast, but he had a thing that you would pay for. So I guess maybe people kind of look at it as they did, because Marin and Carol and all them, they do free shit. So
because,
maybe.
Yeah, because they actually, Ricky Gervais just turned it into audiobooks so you could buy it. It wasn't a podcast anymore. But anyways, that's where we're at. And also, we don't have microphones. We have one microphone.
We huddle around.
We have a USB microphone and a box spring and a mattress on a bed on the floor that we sat on, and we just all talked in the direction of the microphone.
Yeah.
So I remember that was a thing. I mean, we got that shit together by episode 7, I guess, which was smart. It's like we're like, oh, maybe we're just going to do this once. We're
right.
going to buy a bunch of shit.
Yeah, we'll just do this little mic, see what happens.
Yeah, but we enjoyed it, and then we went with it. And I don't know. I feel like I keep trying to talk because I'm kind of worried.
Well, I'm well aware that I'm going to hate myself, as I probably would do if I heard anything that I've said. First off, I don't enjoy the sound of my own voice. And I remember back then, it took me a long time to feel kind of like pretty good about my contribution.
Yeah.
Then specifically, I remember thinking, I'm really just here as a foil for Brandon. Like, I kind of have to just really do whatever, I don't know, kind of like straight man some of Brandon's stuff, because Brandon was such like a off the walls fucking dude at the start. And yes. I didn't really know how to deal with it. It was like, all right, I'll just let this guy say some nonsense, and then I'll have to give the counterpoint.
And that kind of was the show for the most part in the beginning. It really was like Brandon will say weird stuff, and then we'll, you know, laugh at him and argue with him a bit and kind of keep bouncing off Brandon. Which, I mean, Brandon's a funny dude.
Yeah.
So it worked really well.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other thing I want to say before I play anything. I guess, is it worse to find that you're completely different? Or actually, I mean, I'm sure that's probably a good thing to find that you're different, but maybe it'd be worse to find that you're the same person.
That would be actually a lot worse. If it's exactly the same as I am now, I'm like, fuck, I really have not changed whatsoever. I feel like you and I talked about this briefly before doing this the other day, and I feel like I will kind of miss how sure of myself I was.
Okay.
But I'll also kind of miss how, or I'll also kind of hate, I guess, how much of an idiot I was, which I feel like when you always look back on yourself, you go, oh, what an idiot. I can't believe I was that way. So.
And I mean, the show was a bit different. We didn't do it live. It was recorded and then edited. I thought I had the unedits, but I'd have to look for them. But whatever. It doesn't matter. First episode's first episode. And then it does start. The idea at first, I don't know. Obviously, it wasn't like we figured we'd be doing it for a while. But I put this quote from Boogie Nights at the front because I just thought it fit. Because it's like, hey, let's just talk. You got something to say, I got something to say. And then I think it still has. We've always had the Scrubs mm-hmm. Quiet Down now. And then I guess we'll find out. We'll just play it. And
I'm so nervous to hear this.
Just take a minute, okay? You have something to say. I have something to say. All right, so let's just talk, okay?
Quiet down now. It is time to watch the show. Yes, it started. Don't be licking me no more. Matter of fact, could you get me a handy wipe?
Welcome to the show, the tentatively titled Jim and Them Show. I'm Jim.
We're them.
The aforementioned, I don't even know if that's the right word, but titular person. This is them. Their names aren't in there, but they can go ahead and, I don't know.
I'm Jake.
And
this is Brandon.
Okay, Danny, you find yourself waking up in a cave, and there's a note next to you.
Is it
what
the
do you
Dan
do?
Cave?
Wait, what'd you ask?
I said, is it the Dan Cave?
Yes, it's the Dan Cave.
All right, okay, all right. So, and there's a note next to me. I read the note?
All right. It's on the note, it says that you were transported to this magical land because the king, John Cena, has been captured.
No.
And they put an invisibility spell on him so no one can see him.
Okay.
And they need you to help find him. All right, what do you do?
Can I leave the cave?
Yes.
Okay. I don't have to roll dice or anything. I don't really.
Well, you might have to roll some dice. I do have a d20 with me.
Of course. Why wouldn't you always have one of those with you? All right, so I leave the cave.
Okay. How are you? Are you being like stealthy? Are you like running out?
Oh, I'm running.
Like, how are you
Cause,
acting?
Because as far as I know, John Cena's behind me.
He could be.
Yeah, I don't know if he's in the cave with me. I gotta go.
Okay, so you're like sprinting out?
Yes.
Okay, so you're sprinting out at full speed, and as you run out, you hear a bunch of unfunny jokes and a crowd that seems disinterested,
oh,
and you
no.
see a pack of Santinos are walking down the road with spears and swords. And as you run out, they all notice you, and they power walk towards you as fast as they can and attack. Okay, so there's three Santinos.
Three of them.
Danny, we're gonna roll initiative for you. Oh my god, Danny, I swear on my life, you just got a 20.
Does that mean I get to defeat all three Santinos?
No, that just means that you are gonna go first. So we'll see what the speed of the Santinos.
I hate this game.
Shut up, Danny. Alright. So you go first. What do you want to do? How do you want to attack?
Can I just kick him in the gut? Let's start with there.
Okay, so you're going to try and kick him in the gut. We'll give that armor class of like 8. All right, you got a 12. Danny, you kicked him in the gut.
Nice.
So you kick him in the gut, and while you're doing that, the two other Santinos are getting closer, but they're not close enough to attack you yet. So, and then the one that you kicked in the gut can't react because right now he's like coiled over waiting to see if you do something else to him, like okay. In real wrestling.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and try to powerbomb him and just put him out right away.
Okay, well, I'm going to need you to roll a strength check to see if you can lift him up.
Of course, naturally.
What's your strength skill stat, Danny?
Well, in real life, it's like a 6. But
just check on your character sheet.
It's a 9.
Okay. So 13 plus 9. You are able to lift him up in the air. Let's see how much damage you do. Roll a d6. Ooh, Danny, you only did 2 damage. That's not enough to damage him.
He's going to get back up, isn't he?
So he hasn't gotten back up yet. He's knocked prone right now.
Okay.
So he has to move at half speed. So the other two Santinos get close to you, and one of them swings at your head. Do you want to activate your ability to try and counter him?
Yeah, that shouldn't be too hard, because nobody ever gets punched by a Santino.
Jesus, Danny, it's like I'm reading your character sheet. Come on, man. he misses.
Oh, good.
So, the first Santino misses. The second Santino pulls out a folding chair and tries to hit you in the back with it.
He just pulls it out?
Yeah.
All right.
And he got a low. And Danny, what's your armor class?
Oh, it's a 4. It's not very good.
Oh, my God. Your armor class is atrocious.
I know.
He rolled an 11. He definitely hits you. So he does 7 damage. So that means you are at, I don't have your HP in front of me. Danny, how much HP do you have?
120.
Oh, my God. Yet your strength is so low and... Your armor class is real low, man. You must have rolled a weird character. All right, so you're okay. So you now okay. So the first Santino is down on the ground, and the other Santinos are in front of you. One has a chair, and one doesn't.
I'm going to try to take the chair away from the first one and hit the other one.
Okay, I'm going to need you to do a sleight of hand check to see if you can get that chair away from the Santino. You do. I'm going to go ahead and let you use the same action to try and attack, since you succeeded your check so well.
Naturally.
See if you hit him. Oh, my God, Danny, you rolled a 17, so you definitely hit him. Let's see how much damage you do. Oh, my God, Danny, max damage.
Did I kill him?
You destroyed this Santino.
Okay.
You buried him, this Santino is somehow buried deeper than the actual Santino.
Oh, I like that. That's good. Okay. I don't need this.
So the other two Santinos get afraid, and they both run away.
Right.
And you hear one of them be like, "We have to go tell King Barrett about Danny Richardson. He's arrived."
All right, so...
And so they go running off towards the mountain. So, Danny, we're going to have to go ahead and take a break. I know you're enjoying this game, but we have a show to win.
I'm not going to be able to focus on anything. I need to know what happens.
Well, we'll get back to it. Don't you worry.
Okay.
So, Danny, obviously this is cheap heat.
Obviously. No other show would do that.
Yeah, the world's best wrestling podcast, as proven by the fact that I started it with a bad D&D campaign featuring one player... who doesn't know anything, and I'm putting him on the spot when I ask him about everything on his stat sheet.
And
how you doing, Danny?
And who's never played a good D&D game, so...
Have you ever played D&D?
No.
So when you said good, you just meant any?
Yeah. I'm saying I don't know the difference from a good one to the one we're doing now. I'm like, this is... Honestly, it's the best one I've ever played.
It's a pretty good one so far. Right. Just spoiler alert, I'm doing a great job.
Other than that,
a pretty good DM, though.
I'm pretty sad over here, brokenhearted about Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah, it's a real bummer because every time, like, so I don't have a ton of experience with Dusty Rhodes outside of, like, some random old stuff I've seen, but he does kind of seem like he was one of those dudes where, like, he kind of transcended the fact that he looked slightly better than Kevin Owens. He was able to make it work. He was one of those guys that was, like, a fat slob, but he made it work. This isn't a burn. Like, he's like a Bray Wyatt, where rather than it not being good, like, he makes it work.
You know what I think might be the difference, because I'm going to side with you here on him being in better shape than Kevin Owens. at least Dusty was, like, big everywhere, so he's a big guy, where Kevin Owens just has a big stomach and not really anything else. And that's what's awkward and weird about Kevin Owens' body shape.
It doesn't make a fucking ounce of sense. It's like, you know, black chicks are able to be rail thin and then have these big weird asses. And it's like, what workout are you doing where all, the only thing that stays fat and gross is your disgusting ass?
Genetics, my friend. Genetics.
Yeah. Kevin Owens is doing that workout, but just with his disgusting gut.
How many times does and I love Kevin Owens, but it's so hard to be positive when I'm around you. How many times?
I know, I'm rubbing off. I remember last week, I had all but convinced you to hate him, and then afterwards you're like, wait a second, I don't hate him. Why did I, how did you trick me into thinking I did during halfway during the show?
This guy's main motivation is constantly that his son likes all the other wrestlers but him. Like, his thing was like, he hated Sami Zayn because his son, like, wore a Sami Zayn shirt or whatever, and then now he, like, He hated that after he, like, beat up John Cena, his son wanted to know if John Cena was okay. Like, if even his own son doesn't care about him, are we supposed to?
Well, according to the internet, I'm the only person that doesn't like Kevin Owens.
Oh, you are.
And he's universally beloved.
It's you and Andrew, as I pointed out last year, Andrew Keytoon, and you two are officially my two least favorite people.
Well, and Chad. Chad doesn't like him either.
Chad doesn't count.
Okay.
Did I bring up Chad? Did you hear me say Chad's name?
That's true. I apologize. All I'm right. Sorry,
keep
Danny.
Get Chad out of this. This is a Chad-free zone.
I was under the impression that, I mean, they kind of talked about NXT, but they really did just
treat it like it
was just the WWE Junior. Like, they didn't really, like, I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. Like, they didn't really talk about it. It almost kind of felt like they only talked about it if they really, really had to.
It was still their hidden secret.
Yeah, but now it's like they talk about it in the same way that the NFL talks right. about players as if, like, their college career.
What happened was is they thought they were in a relationship with an ugly girl. And they knew they couldn't deny that they were in a relationship with this ugly girl, but they felt like if they just never talked about it, then they didn't have to feel embarrassed. Like, you know, you don't bring up their ugly girlfriend to them, you know? So they just don't talk about her, and they keep
her
in the
background.
They
thought they were dating Bayley, and then they woke up and they're like, wait a second, we're dating Alexa Bliss?
I'm going to let you slide on the Kevin Owens stuff. You don't have to push the Bayley button today. There's no need for that. But then all of a sudden, all their friends start talking, and we're like, man, your girlfriend is so fucking hot. And she's just the coolest. She's so funny. I love being around her.
Like, I start beating up my friends. Yeah. I'm like, hey, stop talking to my fucking girlfriend.
And then they're like, oh, you like my girlfriend? Oh, you know what? Me too. Yeah, you're right. I do have a hot girlfriend. She is the best. Like, and now they're super proud of their hot girlfriend, and they want you to know, like, oh, everybody thinks my hot girlfriend's the fun one to hang out with, but, like, you know, hey, we hang out together, so I'm fun too. It's like, you want to like NXT? Well, guess what? Like, we like NXT. We have their guys come over here all the time, and we talk about them all the time. We're buddies with NXT. And I feel like now NXT is like, we're not that close. So it's a weird relationship between the two. And I think now WWE is like, I worry that it's going to taint it. I worry that they're going to
ruin NXT by diluting it.
Yeah, they're going to Vince up NXT.
Bounce a quarter on that bed. I want it made right. And when are we going to vacuum this floor? Oh, hey. Didn't see you there. Welcome. Welcome to my world. Welcome to Jim's world. Welcome to one man's opinion. That's right, because there's just one man here. And what are we talking about? We're talking about stuff. What do we know about that stuff? We're going to find out. We're going to do it together. Now, basically, there's a few things going on. There's a few things that I missed. I mean, if you listen to the Jim and Them show, which I hope you do. Hello, I'm Jim. What are we doing? With vacation
And with some, you know, the celebration of Jim and Them that's going on right now between the anniversary show, the upcoming 400, a few things have slipped through the cracks, a few things I kind of want to get into and I kind of want to talk about. Plus, gives me perfect, this is where someone else, a co-host would come into play. Gives me a perfect time to be alone, you know, because we're all alone in the world. In the end, when you listen to my voice, you're not alone anymore. It's me and you, man, or woman, or trans woman, or trans man. One thing, this isn't a topic, but when they say trans woman, is that a man that's now a woman, or is that a woman who's trans? Like, I don't know. We'll get into that. But one of the things I want to talk about that I don't feel like we're kind of late passing on, and I don't know if we're going to be able to get into, so I wanted to kind of drop a hammer on it, Meaty. What are you doing there, Meaty? Dropping the hammer. Absolutely. These Louis C.K. things, these rumors, I guess it's not new. It's not new by any stretch of the imagination from my understanding. But apparently Louis C.K. is a jerk-off monster. I dub him a jerk-off monster because it's what he does. And that's what people are saying. Now, I guess these are old rumors. These have been going around for a long time. But, you know, he's been at the top for too long. So it's time to tear him down. And believe me, I understand because I was getting sick of him, and I love Louis C.K. I recently watched the new season of his show, and when it's funny, it's really fucking funny. But then there's a lot of, you know, pomp and circumstance, if you will. There's a lot of dead space, a lot of who the fuck knows what's going on, a lot of you know, carte blanche. This is where I use words to describe things. But there's a lot of, I guess he's earned it. He's earned the ability to do that, though, where he can let things breathe. He can let things sit. Sometimes it works really well. Other times, not so much. But I'm kind of fascinated with the ability to get away with stuff like that. And of course, it's not just given to you. You do have to build up a lot of goodwill, unless you're Lena Dunham or something. I mean, she didn't really earn anything, but people love her. But someone like Louis C.K., he's clearly earned it, so he does get a pass where we could sit for a little while where it's not really funny, but it's also not even interesting either, because there's no rule saying that it has to always be funny, but sometimes it's not even interesting, or it just comes off as pretentious or shitty. But, you know, you get to a place where you earn that and you could do that. And, I mean, I don't know if you get to a place where you can earn just whipping your dick out and jerking off in front of strangers, but I like to think that it's a possibility. For people that don't know, first, you know, of course, Gawker, Defamer, all the greats, all the great ones, all the great ones of this day and age. There was this guy sent in screenshots of supposed emails of him back and forth with Louis C.K., which he emailed him and said, this was in January, "Would you please stop sexually assaulting female comics? Thanks. It's really uncomfortable to have to ask your hero to stop taking his penis out in front of uninterested and frightened girls. But such is life. Thanks, a former fan." Now, if I could go into this a little bit, because again, you know, emails can be faked. I mean, I know I'm defending the villain because he is the villain if this is true, but still, there needs to be a little bit more to it. But also, why is this guy being so catty about it? You know, just get to the point already. Just lay it out. You don't have to be a jerk about it. You know, let's just talk like adults here. Let's not try to be a little smarmy or fucking catty about him taking out his dick and jerking off or whatever. Supposedly this tipster, he works 9-to-5 job, but does comedy at night. He had sent an email to Louis C.K. at the address louisck@louisck.com. He had received fan club correspondence from that email, and he had used it when he was a teenager to send C.K. fan mail. A rep for CK would neither confirm nor deny that CK used that email. But, I mean, the weird thing is, and I don't know if this is whatever. I mean, I know he says that that's the email. Well, no, okay, Louis CK. At first, it's just showing the name, so I wasn't sure. So apparently then Louis was like, hey, I'd like to talk to you. Can you give me your phone number? Which I guess is smart. Smart or not smart. Because you don't want a paper trail here. You know, this guy knows what he's doing. You got to get on the phone. Talk it out. Although if this other guy was smart, he would have just, if Jason was smart, that's, we'll refer to the other comedian as Jason. He would have recorded the conversation. Now I know privacy and all that, but still, you want to get those clicks. You want to get those hits. You want to tear down a king, a master. So yeah, you know, then there's some fucking garbage. Like, just let's edit this down. We don't need to know that there was an autocorrect and another email where you had to, you know, clarify what he meant. Like, can you give me your number? Sure, I'll talk to you soon, but I gotta work. Can we talk, you know, after six? Like, who fucking cares? Let's just get to the call. Conversation was characterized as stilted and non-substantive. His interpretation was that CK was sizing him up to find out what he had heard. He left the conversation under the impression that they would speak again, and in 4 months, they haven't. Ooh, you know, because what is he going to call this guy back? I don't understand. Give us a little... If you're really going to bring out these claims, let's give us some details here and let's figure out what's going on. You know, not just like, oh, yeah. And then he was like, hey, I'll hit you up later and tell you about someone else I jerked off in front of. And, you know, he, for some reason, even though this person's coming out to, you know, out CK as like the jerk off monster, people don't want to give details for some reason. That's what I don't understand. And again, I know this is me, I guess. If this is true, I'm on the wrong side of history and I'm blaming victims and I'm defending a villain. But is it so much to ask to say, hey, give us, what's going on? Tell us what's going on. Oh my God, you mean this guy that we love? He's a piece of shit? Please tell us. And like, let's just say he's a little, and you know, they do the hand. I'm doing it right now. They do the little hand, like, he's a little iffy. What are we holding back here? What is going on? I asked him about the events that motivated the email out of the blue in the first place, and he was reluctant to go into detail. He said that two women he knew had been mistreated by him. He described one of the alleged incidents, which had happened in the second half of 2014. A female friend of his told him that CK had come up to her at a comedy club, grabbed her by the back of the neck, leaned into her ear, and said, I'm going to fuck you. Now, that on its own, not terrible. Because he's just playing, he's Louis CK, everyone knows, he's just playing the Christian Grey part, because, not to victim blame, but this is all victim blaming, who am I kidding? But 50 Shades of Grey has taught us anything, or just, you know, life and evolution in general, sometimes women just want you to take charge. They tell you that. They want you to take charge. They want you to neg them a bit. They want you to just say, you know, in a movie, this would play out cool. Although, I guess, we've discussed this in the past, it only plays out cool if you're attractive. I mean, Louis C.K. is not super attractive, but... he has power and money, so maybe that evens off. But in a movie, this would be cool. This would be looked at as like, this was even done, I believe, in Girls. If I go back to the Lena Dunham, it goes back to the he thought he was being hot and sexy, you know. And who am I to say he wasn't? If Louis C.K. grabbed me by the back of the neck and whispered in my ear that he's going to fuck me, I would reach back and grab his dick through his pants where no one could see it and just kind of, you know, rub a little bit just to see what we're working with and see if I'm, you know, if I'm going to put out, if I got time for this. Me thinks I do, but I mean, that's all hearsay. But I mean, this in general, I don't, I mean, yeah, it's harassment, but It's all dependent. And this is a hack bit, of course. This is nothing new. But it's definitely all dependent on, you know, the person and how attractive or whatever. Now, Louis C.K. with a lot of money, a lot of power. You know, he's on that stage. You know, they just say, hey, that guy's on that stage. Look at him. And then, you know, girls throw panties at him or whatever. So I feel like he could get away with this. Welcome to Theater of the Mind. Where Jim and them read fan fiction and it becomes reality.
I like you were keeping that around. What do we got this week, Jim?
This is Stefan's Hunger.
Oh, go ahead and describe it to me.
Stefan is hunt. I guess Stefan's from Vampire Diaries.
Yeah, we're doing Vampire Diaries cross something.
Stefan is hunting and overhears three little voices. Are chipmunks real? Crazy idea. Please read and review. Oh, there's a part two to this. We have to save that part two. So, yeah, if you don't understand, it's actually Vampire Diaries and Alvin and the Chipmunks.
You're welcome ahead of time.
Oh, and this the Lorelei Candace Black. Just another one of my crazy ideas. All right. Piece of garbage. You know this lady's a slob. All right. Stefan was out in the forest hunting. He had been looking for something different for his diet because he was tired of bunnies and squirrels. When he heard something out of the ordinary, two small voices were speaking.
It's him, Alvin. It's the monster.
The voice sounded very afraid. Stefan had a very bad reputation amongst the forest animals.
What the fuck?
They had all heard about the monster that ate them. It was a story parent animals told their children animals.
This sounds like something we're making up. This does not sound like something that we found and are now reading.
So they would behave. And now he was here in front of them and obviously hunting and hungry for blood. If they concentrated on his weird and dangerous looking red eyes and the blood on his lips with the sharp fangs coming out of his mouth.
I can just do all of the chipmunks if you want.
Yeah, that'll work.
Calm down, Theodore. He might hear us. We have to do something. We can't let him terrorize us any longer.
A third said.
What do you suggest, Simon? He's a human. We're too small to be able to do anything against him.
How about instead of just talking and yelling, just fucking run away? The voice called Alvin replied.
Maybe if we ask the other animals for help.
Theodore suggested in a terrified voice. Who is here? Who is here?
Good Stefan.
Stefan asked, looking frantically around him for the people that were speaking.
He heard us.
Theodore exclaimed in a trembling voice.
Shh, he might go away if we keep quiet.
Simon replied hurriedly. I'm not going anywhere. Show yourself. I'm not afraid of you. Stefan yelled, looking all around him.
Of course he's not afraid of us. He's as tall as a giant,
Alvin said.
Alvin, I believe real giants don't exist, and if they did, they would be much taller than him,
Simon said. Show yourself if you don't want me to hurt you, Stefan growled.
If we don't show ourselves, he can't find us. We'll be safe.
Why don't they just shut up, Alvin said.
Ah, I won't hurt you if you show yourself. I just want to know who you are,
Stefan said, trying to keep calm. He managed to change his face back to normal. His fangs were now gone, along with his red eyes, leaving room for his usual green ones.
What do you think, Alvin?
Simon said.
He seems nice enough,
Theodore said.
You don't think he seemed nice when you said he was a monster? But look at his pretty green eyes. He has to be nice,
Theodore said. Stefan looked around him. Obviously, they could see him. All he could see were weird squirrels. One of them, the tallest, took a deep breath and stepped forward.
Hello, Mr. Animal Killer. I'm Simon, and these are my brothers, Alvin and Theodore.
Stefan opened his eyes widely, blinked, and fainted from shock. He woke up to tiny furry hands caressing his cheeks.
Maybe we should tie him up and while he's out of it,
Alvin's voice said from under his chin.
I think we shouldn't. He could be our friend,
Theodore's voice said from his cheek.
I don't hear his heart,
Simon's voice said from somewhere in his chest.
Oh, that's because I'm a vampire,
Stefan replied as he slowly stood up. He saw them all gasp and blink. They were afraid again.
Oh, I won't hurt you now that I know you speak. I only eat animals because I don't want to hurt humans, Stefan explained.
But you hurt animals,
Alvin exclaimed, pointed an accusing finger his way.
Oh, I'm sorry. I really don't know what else I could do if I didn't want to starve myself,
Stefan replied.
Well, you can't eat us. Why don't you eat bunnies? They're mean little things,
Simon suggested as Theodore and Alvin avidly nodded.
I usually do, Stefan said.
Are you the one who eats entire families of bears and deer?
Theodore asked in a timid voice.
What? No.
God forbid he'd be accused of that.
It's way too much blood for me. I don't need so much blood. Usually a couple bunnies or squirrels are enough,
Stefan said.
The one who eats big animals and has yellow eyes, Theodore. The stories are pretty clear on that,
Simon said.
Wait, yellow-eyed creatures like me who feeds on animals' blood?
Stefan asked.
Yes, we were told that the sun makes them sparkle like diamonds,
Simon explained. Is this getting into a Twilight
thing? I think it's like a Twilight
thing.
Crossover now.
Oh, I never heard of this.
Stefan was shocked for many reasons.
We were told it hunted mainly in the northern forest. That's why we were moved here. It's so sunny they won't come. But now you're here. We have to move again,
Alvin said.
You don't have to move. I'm the only one with this special diet around. And I give you my word, I won't hurt you, Stefan said.
I told you we could trust his green eyes,
Theodore told his brothers with a smile.
I don't mean to be rude, but what are you exactly?
The vampire asked the little furry creatures.
We're the chipmunks,
the three of them said in one voice.
Nailed it.
Yes. We were looking for a place to stay for the winter, but it's not easy. Squirrels take everything,
Theodore complained.
Well, my brother and I live in a big house, not far from here. I'm sure he wouldn't mind the three of you staying in a room, as long as you don't steal his bourbon.
I'm glad we don't know anything about Vampire Diaries,
Stefan suggested.
Really? Eat us?
Theodore asked.
I told it. Damon mocks me for my diet. If you stay out of his way, he'll let you be safe,
Stefan reassured the little chipmunks.
Do you have frozen waffles? We love those,
Alvin asked.
I'm not sure, but we can get them.
Real hospitable.
Yeah, Stefan said, standing up and offering his hand for the three brothers to travel on. The three brothers walked up a bit on the side and concerted for about 5 minutes before they climbed on Stefan's hand and arm and let him carry him to the house.
Oh, so this is the movie version of the chipmunks where they're way smaller, like closer to chipmunk size than like not the cartoon where they're like the size of an otter. Sorry, where are we?
Jeff's here now. Jeff, be the brother. As soon as he walked inside, his brother's voice said...
Look already, Stefan. What did the animal of the forest finally gang up on you?
The chipmunks laughed.
Actually, no, but do you mind hosting some new friends I made there?
Stefan asked as he slowly made his way to the living room, where his brother was sitting with a glass of blood in his hand.
Friends? You made friends in forest?
Damon asked incredulously.
Furry friends! Three furry friends!
Stefan said, slowly showing himself to his brother, who widened his eyes when he saw the three chipmunks.
Chipmunks?
Damon asked as he stood up. You know about them? Stefan asked.
I heard of them. I don't know where I'm from. Talking squirrels,
Damon replied.
We're not squirrels. Squirrels are dirty and mean little things,
Alvin said in an offensive way.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Anyway, why do you want them here? I thought you were all about eating cute, defenseless animals,
Damon asked his brother.
They speak. They're people.
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
Stefan replied,
okay.
Damon said,
we're pretty stupid vampires.
The worst vampires.
These vampires fucking suck.
So they can they stay? Stefan asked.
Sure, why not? We have enough empty rooms.
Damon said with a shrug of his shoulders. The rest of the day, Stefan organized a room for his three new buddies.
Okay, he also vampires.
He also went shopping and got them their favorite foods. Since they love to sing, he got them a TV and a karaoke machine.
Jesus Christ.
Aren't you doing way too much for these little things?
Asked
everyone.
Damon is clearly the voice of the audience.
So there you have it. Hope you guys liked that little taste you got of some of our Patreon shows, some of the great, funny, awesome things we have. Please check it out. Literally, you could throw down $5, check some of the stuff out, and if it's not up your alley, take off. Or don't take off. It's five measly dollars to support something that's been free for like 10 years. So, seriously though, anyone who has not checked it out, please check it out. It's not just for live listeners or just for podcast listeners. It's for all of you guys who are just doing more shows that probably would be up your alley if you already like what we're doing. So check it out if you liked any of the stuff you heard here. See you later, you stupid assholes. You know what? That was uncalled for. I didn't need to do that, and I apologize. Please give us money.